You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. This is the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, and I want to continue in our series today from Hebrews, this time chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Listen to what the writer of Hebrews has to tell us this morning. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled. For God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. I want to focus on a specific part of this lesson from the writer of Hebrews, and that is beginning in verse 5, where he writes, "Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?" You see, I find it interesting that the writer of Hebrews finds it important to discuss money and the concept of abandonment in the same context. What does money have to do with abandonment? I think for many people, having money is security, and lacking money is insecurity. That makes sense from the typical worldview, doesn't it? We need money to function in the world, don't we? There's nothing inherently wrong with that. Money is not bad. Money is not evil. It's just a tool for buying the things we need, the things we might want. We certainly feel more secure when we can pay the mortgage or the rent and put a roof over our heads, when we can buy food and clothing, when we can pay for things to make our life easier and better. We just feel more secure. The problems arise when we forget where the blessing of money, of supply, of provision, when we forget where all of that comes from, and we start to depend on the money and not on the one who provides it. You see, when we start to love the money more than the provider, when we place our security in the dollar rather than the Father, when we place our security in the almighty dollar rather than the Father God Almighty, that's when we find ourselves chasing the buck, seeking more and more money, because we aren't ever satisfied, because whatever we have never seems to be enough. We have some, but we want more. We're not content with a little more. We want a lot more. Jesus tells a story in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 16. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." And then in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says this, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." You can't serve both God and money. See, Luke 16 teaches us that we can either seek the favor of man or the favor of God. Seeking the favor of man is temporal. Seeking the favor of God has eternal impact. And Matthew 6 teaches us that we cannot serve two masters. More and more these days, as individuals, as congregations, as ministries, we have to make choices as to whose favor we will seek and whom we will serve. Every day we face choices as to whom we will serve. Every day God renews his promise to walk with us, to never forsake us, to never abandon us if we will choose to stand for righteousness. The world, the culture, wants us to conform to it, but we must be willing to stand for God. Like Joshua in the Old Testament, we must continually examine ourselves and say, as Joshua did, "Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." My prayer today is that we will always choose God's favor. I pray that we will always choose to serve God and not mammon. I pray that we will stand firm in the face of our modern day Amorites, those seeking to have us assimilate into the collective culture of a land in which we are only sojourners. And may we find strength in Jesus Christ and support in one another and in our Father in heaven, who assures us that we are never abandoned. In Him is your security. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.